From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says it's his intention to finish the job in Afghanistan. He's set to announce a decision on additional troops for Afghanistan soon after the Thanksgiving holiday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama confirmed that he's close to a decision on a way forward in Afghanistan after a final meeting Monday with his national security team. The president's expected to announce his plans next Tuesday. He's not revealed how many additional troops he'll be ordering to the war zone, but says Americans' questions will be answered shortly.
I feel very confident that when the American people hear a clear rationale for what we're doing there and how we intend to achieve our goals, that they will be supportive.
Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with the visiting Prime Minister of India. He said preventing a resurgence of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan is important to India and the rest of the world, as well as the United States. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A senior Iraqi elections official says his country must delay its upcoming national vote. He pointed to a decision by Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi to veto part of an election law. Hashemi wants more Iraqis who are abroad to have representation. The elections official says the decision will make it impossible to hold the January election. The law has been amended by the Iraqi parliament this week, but the vice president is threatening to veto it again because it doesn't fully address his concerns. The Commerce Department has revised its figures about the growth of the U.S. economy. It didn't expand as much as first believed during the third quarter of this year. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The latest data pegged the gross domestic product at 2.8% for the July to September period. That's down from the more robust 3.5% growth reported a month ago. The less encouraging figure reflects a bigger trade deficit than first thought, and a smaller gain in consumer spending, which accounts for more than three-quarters of all economic activity. Tight credit and already high consumer debt, coupled with a more than 10% unemployment rate, continue to weigh down any recovery. Economists forecast that growth for the final quarter, which includes all important holiday sales, will come in between 2.5% and 3%. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission says her agency must do a better job following an enormous recall of baby cribs. Ines Tenenbaum spoke after the agency recalled more than 2 million dropside cribs. 4 babies have suffocated. There are dozens of reports of cribs breaking. The recall affects cribs that were made as far back as 1993. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 44 points at 10,406. The Nasdaq is down 14 points. It's currently at 2161. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is trying 2 suspects charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Both men say they are not guilty of the charges. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The 2 suspects are believed to have led militias in Congo called the Patriotic Resistance Force and the National Integrationist Front. International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo told judges today that in 2003, the suspects used child soldiers to raise a village in the Ituri province of eastern Congo. Ituri province is rich in minerals, and countless militias at the time were fighting with one another to gain access to the mines. In the 2003 attacks, the Patriotic Resistance Force and the National Integrationist Front reportedly killed 200 civilians, looted the village, and pressed women into sexual slavery. The trial is expected to take several months, and former child soldiers are scheduled to testify. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
2 people have been put to death in China for their roles in the tainted milk scandal of last year. At least 6 children died after drinking milk from powder that had an industrial chemical in it. Hundreds of thousands of children were sickened. One of the defendants put to death was a dairy farmer. The second was a salesman. The U.S. Geological Survey says 2 small earthquakes shook both northern and southern California today. No damage or injuries were reported. A quake with a magnitude of 3.4 shook an area just west of Sacramento in the middle of the night. A few hours later, the survey reports a second earthquake struck off the coast of San Diego. It had a magnitude of 3.9. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.